from KQED.
Well, if lawmakers are going to go on break, let us take a small audio break and go to San Diego. Focus on something cute. The endangered Kino Checkerspot butterfly is flying in the San Diego National Wildlife Refuge this spring for the first time in several years. KPBS's Eric Anderson reports.
Biologist John Martin surveys a plateau on a San Diego mountainside. He can see downtown San Diego from this hard-to-reach vantage point, but that's not what he's here to look at.
So this open area that I'm sitting in here is a high-quality habitat for Kino checkerspot butterfly.
Kinos live most of their life as larvae, but for about 3 weeks in the spring, the butterflies flutter over sage scrub. Their black, brown, and white wings used to be common in Southern California. Millions flew from the Santa Monica Mountains to Mexico. But the population crashed in the mid-1970s, and the Kinos got endangered species protection in 1997. Sprawling suburbs stole a lot of the butterflies' habitat.
It's kind of like a bouncing ball. Like, this is a species that booms and busts, but each time the ball bounces, it's not bouncing quite as high.
Susan Wynn is a Fish and Wildlife Service biologist who's spent a lot of time and energy working to improve the butterflies' future.
Some of these sites has just bounced so low that they don't have that resiliency or that adjacent population to rebound from. And so we're hoping to get the techniques sort of figured out so that when we need to give it a little boost, bounce the ball a little higher, we'll have that ability.
That boost came from a partnership developed with the San Diego Zoo. Genetically similar Kinos captured in Riverside County were brought to a tiny trailer where entomologist Paige Howarth set up a captive rearing plan.
So the adult females that we receive from the wild come in, and we set them up in these enclosures with the host plant. So this is what they'll lay their eggs on.
The effort produced more than 700 larvae that were released last December. Another 800 caterpillars joined them in January. For biologists Susan Wynn and John Martin, the payoff came this spring.
There's another one there. Did it, John.
We'll have done it.
When they come next year.
Next year.
Wynn and Martin were delighted to see about 20 Kinos flying in the refuge.
It worked. They are right on track with the natural populations as far as, you know, they're emerging the same week.
The Fish and Wildlife Service has enough money set aside to do 2 more years of captive rearing and releasing. The hope is the effort will boost the local population enough to allow the rare butterflies to thrive. For the California Report, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.